Gary Hackett, Stourbridge manager. Gary, I guess on a day like this, it's a chance to look back and be proud at the run that your side's put together in this competition, but ultimately disappointment on the day.
Yeah, of course it's disappointment. You know, it's very frustrating. It was fine margins between the two teams, and but you know, I think we've had the better chances throughout the game, but you know, they've been clinical with their two of the three chances they took second half, and you know, we had balls flashing across the goal and just the wrong side, and you know, it's frustrating for the right reasons, and there were such narrow margins between the two teams. But good luck to Eastleigh. You know, they came here, and you know, they're in the next round, and sadly we're not.
Carl Hawley's chance in the first half, perhaps one you'll look back on with the most regret when he was through.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was right behind it, and he's executed the ball well, and the wind has just, you know, for what's deemed to be going right in the goal, the wind has just took it completely away. And, you know, I think if we'd have gone in 1-0, it would have been an interesting game, because they'd have had to come out and maybe have a go at us and attack us a little bit more, and maybe we could have picked them off on the counter. But mass frustration, I'm afraid.
Was that a little bit of extra experience and professionalism they had, James Constable in particular, perhaps a factor in them getting the goal?
Yeah, I mean, James has been around a long time, and he scored a goal. They are a very experienced team, and you know, they're riding high in the conference, but I think they'll go away from here knowing they've been in one heck of a game. And I wouldn't say slightly fortunate, you know, maybe I'm slightly biased, but I thought we had the better chances, and I thought the referee was a little bit kind of harsh on us with a lot of decisions today.
Half time, looking at the way the wind was in that first half, was there any plan to sort of try and exploit that in the second half, or was it just a case of they were too disciplined to allow you to get through?
Well, I don't know, they were too disciplined to allow us to get through. We've had enough chances, you know, you've just got to take your chances when they're there. And you know, if we'd have gone through the game not creating any chances, yeah, I could understand that comment, but I certainly don't agree with that.
A chance now to go away and mount a promotion push then from the Northern Premier Division. That's something you're looking towards next, I suppose.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's you know, we've got another massive FA Trophy game next week against Kidderminster. Then after that, you know, we've got to get back to league action, and I think all the players are aware of that. You know, we've enjoyed this fantastic journey. The reality has got to end at some time. I'm just disappointed it's ended today.
And hopefully retain some of that atmosphere, some of that 2,000 strong crowd that was here today.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere. I mean, I'm disappointed that, you know, we're not getting the chance to celebrate. And, you know, I'm sure it would have been an amazing night. But, you know, we'll go away, have a few drinks and have a bit of reflection, then look forward to next Saturday against Kidderminster.
Yeah, it must be so frustrating after so many rounds to get to this point, for the third time as well.
Not many clubs at our level come anywhere near reaching the first round. So, you know, we have to look back on that as a positive. As I said, I'm so disappointed for the lads as well. You know, some of them are heartbroken in there. But, you know, that's football, and they've just got to get over it.